This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police in Chhattisgarh. The three-day conference began yesterday at the Indian Institute of Management in Nava Raipur. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the conference. Mr. Shah said the country has achieved significant progress in the last 11 years in its operations against radicalization, extremism, insurgency and narcotics. Union Home Minister also awarded police medals for meritorious service and trophies to the three best police stations in the country. This year, the theme of the conference is Vikasit Bharat Security Dimensions. During the conference, the Prime Minister will also present the President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service. The conference is being attended by National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, Union Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai, Directors General of Police from various states and Union Territories, as well as heads of central police organizations. The Election Commission EC has issued a point-by-point rebuttal to all apprehensions and termed the allegations made by the TMC delegation as baseless. A 10-member delegation led by Rajya Sabha MP Derek O'Brien met the Election Commission in New Delhi yesterday over the issue of the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in West Bengal. The Commission asked the delegation to submit claims and objections after the 9th of December when the draft list is shared with them. The Commission said till then, the party should not interfere with the independent functioning of booth-level officers, election registration officers and district election officers. Sri Lanka continues to battle the escalating impact of Cyclone Dittwa, which remains active over the island. The death toll has climbed to 69, with 34 missing and more than 2,19,000 people affected across multiple districts. It is very likely to reach over southwest Bay of Bengal near North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coasts by tomorrow morning. India has expanded its emergency assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu. A special aircraft carrying health supplies received by the Sri Lankan Air Force arrived early this morning, with another flight due shortly. More from our correspondent.
Rescue teams in Sri Lanka are racing against time as rising river levels and new landslide risks threaten more communities. Military boats and Indian naval helicopters from INS Vikrant are now reaching stranded families in remote areas. Disaster officials warn that major rivers, including the Kelani and Mahaveli, have reached flood alert stage. Authorities have opened 266 shelters for displaced families, activated 47 police division hotlines, and urged the public to remain alert to warnings on floods, landslides, and falling trees as adverse weather continues. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
The Indian Air Force carried 21 tons of relief material along with over 80 NDRF personnel and 8 tons of equipment to Colombo. Essential ration and critical supplies have also been delivered to support the affected communities in the Cyclone Dittwa affected areas. In the wake of the cyclone, India has launched Operation Sagar Bandhu to bolster relief efforts in Sri Lanka. Under the operation, the Indian Air Force deployed one C-130 and one IL-76 from Hindon Air Base last night. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. The Met Department also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh. It also said that heavy rainfall will occur at Kerala, Mahe and South Interior Karnataka. The weather agency forecast fog conditions at isolated pockets over East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and Odisha. In Indonesia, the death toll from the tsunami, earthquake and flood in Aceh, North Sumatra and West Sumatra has risen to 248, with more than 100 people still missing. Rescue workers today struggled to reach at several devastated areas and authorities feared the confirmed death toll would rise further. The areas were largely cut off by damaged roads and downed communication lines, and relief aircraft were delivering aid and supplies to the hard-hit district of Central Tapanuli in North Sumatra province. And that is the end of this news bulletin.